We now welcome in a very special guest as we have Michaela Ruler joining us here on Mugs in the Morning. Michaela has been announced as the incoming Lincoln County Commissioner representing District 3. This was a vacancy created when Commissioner Bill Henry announced his resignation in September, I believe it was, citing some health concerns. So, Michaela, we appreciate the time. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, before we dive into it here in full force, Michaela, let's talk a little bit about your background, if you don't mind, so your constituents and the rest of the county and our listeners can learn a little bit about you as our upcoming elected official.
Well, I was raised in the ag industry. My father was a ranch hand in South Dakota.
Okay.
I moved to North Platte, Nebraska, looking for opportunity, and I found UPS and my husband here. And UPS invested so much in my education and training. They have given me a lot of skills, and those skills have also helped us on our ranching operation. And when I retired, I knew years ago when I made that decision that I wasn't going to be happy just staying at home. And the more I looked at what I wanted to do when I was ready to get back into the community, I knew I wanted to do something meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
North Platte has been, and Lincoln, all of Lincoln County actually, has been a great opportunity for me and my husband. And I feel like it's my duty to give back to the community.
Obviously, you mentioned you are retired, so time commitment, not much of a concern, obviously,
for you. No, not much of a concern at all. I have nothing but time. I do work alongside my husband, Dick, on our ranch, but we're just small operators.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take, you know, a lot of time on any given day. And he's very helpful and flexible, and we have good neighbors that come and help out. So, yeah, I'm pretty much a free agent.
And you understand the struggles of a lot of our producers in the county, too, with you and your husband being in the field.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Michaela, let's talk about what inspired you to throw your hat in the ring for District 3 Commissioner.
You know, I never considered politics being something that I wanted to do, and I really don't consider this position political. It's more administrative, and that's what I did at UPS. I organized and researched and tried to give our employees the best opportunities that they could have. And invest in your community and you grow. And I, you know, following Bill Henry, that's a pretty big order. But I feel like Bill and I are pretty like-minded. I always liked what he had done for us. And as long as he was in that position, I never would have ran for District 3. But when he was thinking about leaving due to health reasons, I was approached and I started going to the commissioner meetings and researching. You can learn a lot.
Sure.
Online and by going to the different offices in our mm-hmm. courthouse. Those professionals in there are always willing to educate
mm-hmm.
a citizen.
Very transparent.
Very so. Transparent. Very helpful. Mm-hmm. We are so lucky here in Lincoln County. And I want to contribute to that. I want my grandchildren to stay here and be next door to me. And we can't make that happen unless we're willing to give our time back.
Commissioner Henry obviously was an elected official. So with his vacancy now, this process went to being open for applications. Tell us about the application process itself that you and your colleagues had gone through.
Well, I simply submitted a resume, and I had some references and a cover letter, and they gave us a call. You know, you had to live in your district. You had
sure.
to be a registered voter. And that really was all that was required.
Mm-hmm.
But because of my career at UPS, I learned a long time ago, you got to know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just come in and
blow smoke.
And blow smoke, yeah. People around here are pretty pretty recognized BS right away. So I spent weeks going to the meetings, asking questions. I got manuals. I went online. And I really felt like this was something that spoke to me. This is something I can contribute to.
What was the feeling being announced as one of the three finalists that were going to get formal interviews with county officials?
To be honest with you, I don't know how many people turned in resumes. I think there was only three of us.
Oh, was there? Okay.
I think there was. So we all three got interviews.
But very good company to be in, and I think one of the county officials, when speaking to our colleagues at the North Platte Bulletin, said that the county couldn't have gone wrong either way with you, Mr. Gosnell, or Mr. Wasserberger, but a couple of quality individuals that you sat alongside for that interview process.
Absolutely. And she was absolutely right when she made that statement. I think all three of us brought good stuff to the table. I think the deciding factor is I have the time. I don't know if most people realize, because I certainly didn't, until you start going to the meetings and getting to know the commissioners and what they do and all the different departments that they collaborate with and administer to, it's not just 3 hours on Monday morning.
Oh, no, not at all.
Bill served on five committees.
Yep.
A couple of them are very time-consuming, and a couple of them not so much.
Yeah. I mean, that's the big thing. There's five commissioners, and I couldn't tell you how many different boards and committees they serve on. The perfect example that I've used before is Commissioner Bruns, for example, I believe serves on the board for the Chamber Development Corporation. And that's just one of the five commissioners and one of the committees they serve on.
Yeah.
So it's time-consuming going to all those meetings and reporting back to the fellow commissioners. Then, not to mention, those Monday meetings aren't necessarily always a walk in the park either.
No, they are not. They are not. And our commissioners, you know, I didn't want to get involved because I felt like they weren't doing a good job. I like the atmosphere in that room.
Mm-hmm.
They all bring something different. They bounce ideas off of each other. They're not bashful about reining each other in and saying, whoa, let's step back and take a look at that. And they genuinely have the good of Lincoln County in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And I do bring a little bit different perspective to the table. Through my UPS career, I've been on every road in every weather condition. I've been to the back door, front door, side door of every business in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Our drivers know their customers, and I feel like I know the heartbeat of the county. I know what their strengths are, and I know what their needs are. And a lot of times, I feel like because most of us live, you know, close to North Platte, that we forget about the outlying communities. And Wallace is going to be in my district.
Mm-hmm.
Hershey, Dickens, those are all communities that I have people that I care about in.
Very good people in those communities, too, and like-minded individuals throughout all of Lincoln County. But you very much represent them just as you do your neighbor here in North Platte.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Again, we're pleased to have Michaela Wooler joining us, discussing her appointment as Lincoln County Commissioner. She'll be officially sworn in Monday morning ahead of the meeting. So is there anything, Michaela, that you want to accomplish as a county commissioner? Anything that you would have, if this was a political campaign, necessarily ran on?
Sure. I have a list of priorities.
Okay.
I'm passionate about the school system.
Okay.
Roads are always a concern in Lincoln County. I've lived on the same road for 40 years, and that they have their hands full.
Sure.
When you have sand and gravel roads that you're dealing with, there are challenges that most people, I don't think, understand. All you ever see is the washboards and the blowouts.
And not to mention, the number of paved roads we have aren't necessarily easy to maintain either.
We
have that number.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Lincoln County is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, only Cherry County is bigger than us, I think, in Nebraska. And so it is a big job and a big responsibility. But I do feel like, you know, reaching out and networking with other counties. Along with the North Platte area, I was also responsible for McCook and Broken Bow.
Okay, so you have some familiarity with those areas.
Yeah, and I have people there that I can connect with, and I think getting out ideas from other communities, about the road issues, about bringing industry in.
Mm-hmm.
I have watched communities around us just grow. And North Platte needs to, and I am going to say, our Chamber of Commerce works so hard and always has. They're not a new entity here. And I think as a community, we need to get behind them and help them do more for us. But in the last election, I saw a shift in the attitude. And I like the momentum that Lincoln County has going. And that's probably what interested me the most, besides thinking that, I can do a good job of helping manage the budget mm-hmm. and keeping things on track. And I'm willing to go out and go into the communities and do the legwork.
And Michaela, if notes are correct, you are the first woman to serve as a Lincoln County Commissioner, too. So does that put a little bit more pressure on your plate?
Not really.
I was surprised to find that out, though.
I was shocked to find that out,
yeah.
too. That is not something that I invested any of my study time in.
No, obviously not. You had your plate full as was.
But I was surprised when it came out. I didn't even realize that until it came out in the newspaper.
Yeah, George at the Bulletin, I saw a report on that, and I thought, my goodness, that's just shocking.
It is shocking, because look around our community. We have lots of strong, hardworking, highly educated professional women working in Lincoln County.
Absolutely, we do. We're blessed.
I was a little shocked, but I'm tickled to death to represent that demographic.
You're going down in the history books already, and you've not even been sworn in.
Well, let's hope I can live up to all this stuff. But
if there's any District 3 constituents of yours listening, Michaela, how can they get in contact with you as their elected, or appointed, rather, representative?
My cell phone number is 308-530-7338. My email is dmwooler, my last name, at msn.com. Don't hold my email against me. I've had it a long time. That is not my mindset. And come to the commissioner's office mm-hmm. on Monday mornings. They hold open meetings. That's another one of the things, that's written into the Nebraska Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel like this board takes that to a different level. I've been
the
going,
openness and the transparency.
Yeah,
I would agree.
I've witnessed people walk in when the meeting was pretty much over with, and that group of gentlemen would sit there and listen and give them, point them in the right direction,
yep.
give them advice, tell them where they needed, to go next for their issue. I just really like the dynamic that
Absolutely.
Is happening here, and I feel like I can contribute to that.
Well, Michaela, again, congratulations. We appreciate you taking time for us this morning and look forward to having you on the program again in the near future.
Very good. Before we go, may I say to all the veterans in Lincoln
Yes.
County, thank you for your service. My favorite veteran, Sergeant Tom Wooler, he's a 2-time combat veteran of the Iraq War and a quiet hero, and I appreciate him. And our grandpa, Air Force pilot, Dwayne Dunwoody, up in Keystone, thank you for your service.
God bless all those veterans. We appreciate you stopping by the studio this morning, Michaela.
Very good, Tristan. I appreciate the opportunity.